I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Hey everybody, I'm Kim Martin.
And I'm Coach Mark Dobler.
And everybody we know, Coach Mark, wants to make 2018 their best year ever.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody that I know that I've spoken to wants this new year to be the best one they've ever had, and last year better than the one before that. But keep listening, because what if everything that you thought that you knew about making this new year the best one ever is wrong? If you will stick around, you'll hear one of the most important things that you might ever hear about how to make this new year the best year yet.
And we are going to be talking about NEW. I am so excited about this show, and we are excited that you are tuning in with us this morning and listening to I've Decided radio show. And hopefully by now, we're getting close to our 100th episode.
So, wow.
Oh, I know, it's crazy. We're going to have some type of party to celebrate here in a few weeks. I'm not sure what we need to do, but it seems exciting to be...
You look pretty good for 100, Kim.
Right? And so it seems super exciting that we are about to hit that 100th episode. So hopefully by now you are learning about I've Decided and about our organization and why we exist. And truly, we exist for you. Our purpose is your success. We want to provide you the tools and resources and everything that you need in order to be successful in your goals and dreams, whatever they may be. We offer great events throughout the community to get you connected. We just had an awesome kickoff event down at the Civic Center for our Motivational Leadership
Conference. Totally. It was fantastic.
Coach Mark, that was just, the energy was just amazing. Just love that. And we're gearing up now for our I've Decided to Run and our I've Decided to Ride. And so just lots of cool stuff happening.
Things are moving.
We are moving. And of course, you're going to be hearing Coach Mark's voice with us every week because he is joining me as the host of the show. And so we're excited about that.
Dun, da, da, da.
You can tell it's going to be fun and exciting. You never know what you're going to get from Coach Mark.
That's so true.
But today we are talking about the new, and if you could see me, I'm doing quotations because new stands for something.
Air quotes on the radio are so awesome.
I know. We need like some type of a little secret video that people could watch while we're recording.
Right.
So what is this whole concept of new year, Coach Mark?
Well, it's a great question. And, you know, obviously we're almost through the end of January. And that means that 2017 has absolutely positively left the building.
Yeah.
And for some people, they were glad to see it go. Like, good riddance, could not be happier that 2017 is in the rearview mirror. And for some people, 2017 was really good, and they're not all that crazy about the fact that it's come and gone. It was sort of a sad goodbye. But whether you're in the camp of good riddance or whether you are in the camp of sad to see it by, either way, it's gone, and you're in a brand new year. And so last year is last year. So how do you make this year, this new year, everything that you want it to be? Well, we sort of teased this episode with asking the question, what if one of the main things that you thought about making this new year the best one is wrong? And here's what I mean by that. Here, most people that I know, and I used to personally do this as well, you approach the beginning of a new year, and here's the mindset. Out with the old, in with the new. I got to get rid of all the bad stuff that happened in the previous year. I've got to forget about it. It's past. It's gone. And I've got to act like it didn't happen. and just think forward, right? So, I mean, that's kind of the perception and the mindset that most of us have typically entered a new year with. Forget the bad stuff, only think about the good stuff, and move forward. But understanding how to have a great new year is understanding what it means to have a nothing ever wasted year. So let me sort of put that in concept or context, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. Everybody is big in recycling these days, right?
Yep.
I mean, we have this big giant cart in our garage, and we throw all the, you know, the recyclables in there, and they come by once a month to pick it all up. And it makes us feel good, right? Because, okay, here's something that has been, it was made, it was used, it's done. And normally that went in the garbage can and to a landfill. But now, because of recycling, that stuff that used to be garbage is getting used again in productive ways. We love the idea of recycling in our physical world. And what we're talking about today is understanding how to recycle your past so that it becomes positive use in the present and the future. So that's a nothing ever wasted year.
That is so cool to think about. Instead of out with the old, in with the new, think about those old things, even the bad stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't care, even if you had an awesome year, I just don't know anyone who would make it through a whole year without having something.
Yeah, nobody gets through without some scratches and burns. And
there's hurts, yes, that happened. And, you know, it might have been a pretty good year overall, but we all have something. And so, yeah, I think, you know, I could kind of tend Coach Mark to get on that, forget the past, move forward. Because to a certain degree, we don't want to let that baggage hold us down. And,
right,
and we don't want to stay in the past. We need to move forward. But, you know, it's kind of like driving down the road. You don't drive looking in the rearview mirror. But you have to take a look.
You better hope that you got one.
You can't drive without a rearview mirror.
Exactly.
And, you know, I think about every once in a while when I'm driving, I'm taking a look in the rearview mirror. Don't stay there long, because then, right, I would be in trouble, right? I'd crash. So I don't stay there for long, but I take a glance just to make sure no crazy person's coming up real quick behind me,
right,
or a big semi truck is flying up behind me, or, you know, nothing is happening that's sneaking up behind me.
Yeah, and you know what? Once in a while, you actually have to go backwards to go forwards.
Yeah, if you go the wrong way, you gotta get off the exit. If you pass your exit.
Totally. So sometimes you get stuck. You get stuck where you are. Now, I want you to think about this, Kim, because for our listeners, chances are pretty good that anybody that happens to be listening this morning, they had an idea about making this new year their best one ever, and they set some goals and they made some decisions, and we're looking at the end of January, and they've already gotten stuck.
Right. It all happens, right, pretty quick.
And they've already gotten stuck. And probably, I'm probably talking to quite a few of you out there that are listening right now. This is a pattern that has happened not just this year, but the year before that, and the year before that, and the year before that. Why is that happening? And I think that some of it comes back to not understanding how to take advantage of the recyclables that have become garbage, but making them into something valuable as we move forward. Let me share a verse from the Bible in Luke chapter 13, verse 8. And this is from the King James Version, in case anybody is interested in to look this up. Somebody came to him, came to Jesus, and said, he said to him, "Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it." And he was talking about this vineyard that he was working on. And so he comes to the master of the vineyard because it wasn't producing. They wasn't getting anything good out of it. So you're kind of at the end of January, right? And it's not producing yet. So the master's like, "Hey, we're just going to get rid of this. We're going to dig it up, and we're going to get rid of the vineyard because this is not productive." And so the person who was taking care of the vineyard said, don't do that yet. Wait until I dig around it and I dung it. Now, Kim, let's just cut to the chase.
Can we just say it's fertilizer?
Yes, it's poop. It's crap.
Or fertilizer.
And so, in other words, he's saying, don't mess with this. I know it doesn't look productive yet, but don't mess with this until I've had a chance to dung it, to fertilize, to take the crap that can do something and turn it into a productive piece of this vineyard. And here's what I love. God can not only take the crap in nature and turn it into cranberries and cantaloupes, but he can take the crap in our life and turn it into compassion and character and commitment.
I know. It's so awesome. And you know, I love that. That is a great story in the Bible, Coach Mark, because so many times we give up on something and we really haven't given it the proper attention.
Yes.
We have not provided the proper fertilizer,
yep,
if you will, to that area in our life. Maybe it be a person or a friend or a spouse or a child. You know, it could be your work. You can correlate it really to anything, but we just get ready to throw in the towel, out with the old,
right,
before we even give it another thought. So quickly we do that. So that story, that just resonates for me, that we sometimes we just need to give extra attention.
Yeah, and so let's talk about what are the things in our life that have the potential to be that dung, that fertilizer that is viewed in most cases as a waste product, but actually can become the fuel toward spurring us toward productivity and success. So I would start with, you know, looking at the things that we've been hurt by. What are our disappointments in the last year? Now, let's just brainstorm that a little bit. What is it about hurts or disappointments that can help us actually move forward in the coming year? How can we turn hurts and disappointments into positive fuel for the coming year?
You know, I think that if we just think about those hurts and how it come about, we can take them and utilize them to communicate better.
You think that ever contributes to our lack of success, not communicating something well?
Yeah, if we take those hurts and we think, okay, how did that happen? You know, like if we just take a moment to not just push it away, not just shove it under the rug like we tend to do.
Oh, yeah.
But really sit and contemplate for just a little bit. How did that happen? What got me to that point? You know, how did that misunderstanding take place? Or what could I have done differently that I may not want to make that same mistake again?
Yeah, and for those of us who are sort of wired to be geared toward the positive side of approaching life, it's real easy for us to sort of just brush over those hurts or frustrations or disappointments and act as if they didn't happen and just move on. But it's not so much that it happened, it's why did it happen?
Exactly.
And the answers to the why are part of the fuel, the dung, if you will, the fertilizer that goes around our non-productivity and helps it become productive. Because if we don't understand the whys, guess what we're going to do again? We're going to put ourselves in the exact same situation over and over and over again. And I think, honestly, this is why so many people get through a month, sometimes less, of a brand new year, and they find themselves in the same place because they didn't really stop to evaluate anywhere along the way. Why was I disappointed in how that turned out? Why was I hurt by this thing that happened? What is it in that event that bothered me, that hurt me, that frustrated me? If we don't understand those things, we're going to keep coming back to the same thing, and it's going to stymie us. We're going to get stuck on the highway, and we're not going to make forward progress. And if you want this new year to be a great year, you've got to learn to take advantage of the things from the past that were not positive and turn them into a fertilizer element.
Yeah, and it kind of comes back to that scripture, and you know, the worker in the vineyard took that responsibility.
Yes.
You know, he didn't push it off on anyone else. He didn't say, yep, that's right. Take it down, burn it down, get rid of it. He took the responsibility and said, no, let me do some work. Let me see what we can do here, because I think I can do better.
And it does, you know, listen, it does take work to step back and look at the things that didn't go well and try to understand why.
Well, and it's also kind of painful, Coach Mark.
Oh, yeah. And we don't want any pain in the new year.
Right,
we just want all sunshine and rainbows.
And unicorns. We don't want that pain, and we don't want to relive that. But sometimes that's the best, you know, it hurts to prune. And sometimes, though, I just truly believe that that is a part of recycling, like what you're saying, nothing ever wasted. You got to kind of relive it a little bit just for a moment to pull out the whys and the hows and really what responsibility you have in that. Because let's face it, it's a lot easier to just blame somebody for the hurts and the pains, because most of the time, the hurts and the pains we always feel like are brought on maybe by someone else. And so we just say, oh, they're the problem. But we don't take that time to say, what role did we play? What could we personally, what could, you know, I have done differently?
Yes. And so there are three things that I really think go into a new year. Right now, we're talking about not wasting your past. We're going to talk a little bit about not wasting your present and not wasting your future. But just to sort of wrap up this idea of not wasting your past, for far too many years, I came into, you know, the ideation, if that's the word that you want to use, for looking at the coming year going, oh, this is going to be a great year. And yet you still fall into those same patterns. It's like your life doesn't magically change because the clock hit 12:01 a.m. January 1. Everything didn't just incredibly transform in that one magical second so that everything that you ever dreamed and wanted was going to happen. So you're going to bring those things forward whether you want to or not. We can say all day long that I'm out with the old, in with the new. I'm forgetting all that stuff. It was no good. But if we don't take the time to do the hard work of understanding what happened and why it happened, we're going to find ourselves in the same pattern, and we're not going to make this new year the best year that it can be, and it certainly won't be the year that we were hoping for.
Absolutely. You are so right. Okay, so those lessons learned from the hurts and the pains, that's the nothing ever wasted that we need to recycle.
Right, so don't waste the past. Don't just throw it out. Don't just pretend that it didn't happen. Use it, learn from it. Invest the time to turn it into the fertilizer that goes around the vineyard that makes it productive and makes it grow.
Great, great advice.
That's what the guy in the story in Luke did, and I think that's a part and parcel of really transforming this year. Now, that's the past, but we're not living in the past,
right?
We're in the present. So what does it mean to not waste the present? Well, there's several things here, and we can kind of go back and forth about any of these that you want to, but I'll just throw them out really quickly. We don't want to waste opportunities. We don't want to waste time. We certainly don't want to waste money, although a lot of people thoroughly enjoy wasting money, but it'll come back to bite you. We don't want to waste the past. That's part of what we've been talking about. And you know, when you think about the past, listen, let me go back to this idea about recycling, because recycling takes place in the present, right? It's, you got to go back and grab the stuff from the past, because the recyclable materials were created in the past. but the actual activity of recycling takes place in the present. And so we don't want to waste in the present our opportunities. We don't want to waste our time. We don't waste our money. And in the present, we don't even want to waste the past in our present. So we can talk about any of those that sort of kind of light your fire.
I like time. Time is jumping out at me because, like you said, that's the one thing that we can't get back.
Isn't that crazy?
You know, what we do with our time and how we prioritize that time is so, so very important to make sure, I think, that our year is great.
Yeah, and almost anything that you can think of, it may not be easy to replace, but virtually everything else is replaceable. We can waste a lot of money, but with the right situations and hard work, you can replace the money. But you can never, ever, ever replace time. So time is that one resource that once it's spent, it's gone, and it's gone forever. The second that just expired, we will never live that second again. You can't recover it. You can't make it happen again. The only thing that we've got is the time in the present as we prepare for the future. So not wasting time. Oh my gosh, in how many ways do we waste time?
Well, you hear about the busy work, right? So you seem busy, but it's not productive. And so I think that we really have to take the opportunities in the present to, you know, plan our day, to prepare for what we need to do and what we need to accomplish, and make sure that we're not just doing busy work that's not super productive.
Well, and you know what? I think one of the challenges with busy work is that when people are busy, at least they feel like they did something. But how many times do you work all day long? And you get to the end of the day and you've been busy all day, but you feel like I accomplished nothing.
Nothing's off your list.
Right. And why is that? Is because we've not taken the time to evaluate what is it that we're trying to accomplish? Who are we trying to be? What is our purpose? And so we spend a lot of time and we spin a lot of wheels doing stuff, but not the right stuff.
And that's where it comes to understanding what your goals are and, you know, making those realistic goals every day that you can stay focused on so that your time is not wasted doing things that really, it's not, you know, and a lot of times it's not that what you're doing may not be important.
Yes.
But it's not accomplishing what needs to be accomplished at that moment. And you got to prioritize that. I know, and speaking as a working outside of the home mom, you know, I always say my running joke is we're all looking for the balance in life, but the balance is there is no balance. That's the secret to life. That's the secret to balance. There is no balance. And for me, that's true because it really truly is depends on what the priority for the day is. Because sometimes my priority for that day is my kids, which means that work is going to have to suffer a little bit that day because today I have things that I need to do with my kids that have to be the priority. And then tomorrow there might be something that I have to do with work that is a huge priority. And maybe my kids might have to miss out on having mom there for a little while. And so that's really my balance and what I found works the best. It's just about prioritizing each day what truly is the most important aspect of that day.
Yeah, and in fact, I've actually been exposed to one time management idea that really espouses that approach, that rather than a list of tasks in a certain day, well, I look at my to-do list, I got to do this, 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 and this. Instead of approaching a day like that, approach a day as, okay, on Monday, my priority on every Monday is XYZ.
Right.
My priority on every Tuesday is XYZ. My priority on every Wednesday, and they don't have to be the same. So each day kind of has a recurring theme about what it is in that day that is going to rise to the top of your list. It's not based on a to-do list. It's based on what's important to you list. And in the process of doing those things, you wind up getting the things on your to-do list done.
I would say I'd have to agree with that. I tend to try to, that's how I balance out my days, is what's the most important thing for that day. And then each week, you know, I have specific things. So I think when it comes to time, prioritizing your day and prioritizing what's important is the best that we can do as far as making sure that we keep a schedule so that we can be productive and have a great year.
Right. Now, let's be honest, because there's probably some people listening that they're not self-employed. They're not, quote unquote, the master of their day. And so the truth is that if you're not working your own priority in terms of time, you're probably working someone else's priority. Okay. And there are people that, and there's nothing wrong with that. There are people that is how they have to earn an income and a living, is getting up, going to work every day and accomplishing someone else's priority. So what do they do? Well, I think it's just as important for them. If you're listening and you're in that role where you get up every day, Monday through Friday, and you go live out someone else's priority, you still need to define what is your priority for your time. Why? Because if you don't, most of your day is going to be spoken for. And that means that if you don't define your own priorities of time, then the rest of that day is probably going to just get eaten up by somebody else's priority. Now, you're getting paid for, you know, from 8 to 5, whatever your time to show up to work might be. But those hours apart from work, you're not technically getting paid for those, but somebody is going to speak for your time if you don't.
Yes, that is so true. All right, we got a couple of minutes here. We got to talk about don't waste the future.
Yeah, and so this is where I tell everybody, you probably have a PhD and you don't even know it. No, seriously, you do.
I chuckle because I can see the notes here, so I know what you're about to say.
So everybody has a PhD, and here's what I mean by that. They have plans, hopes, and dreams. Yes. Everybody listening has their own PhD. But here's the thing. You got to be smart about it. You have to take advantage of your present so that you're not sacrificing your PhD. Now, what do I mean by that? It is very easy to let the present dictate the future. And I tell people all the time, never sacrifice the future on the altar of the immediate. There, we live in what most people have heard, the tyranny of the urgent, right? Whatever is the most urgent is what's going to get your attention. And when you're constantly looking at what's urgent, when you're constantly looking at what's right now, instead of thinking out long term, what are my plans? What are my hopes? What are my dreams? And thinking, what is what I'm doing right now? How is that affecting my PhD? If we don't understand that and we don't step back from the tyranny of the urgent and the immediate to look at how that's affecting our plans, hopes, and dreams, we're going to sacrifice our future and waste our future without even knowing it.
Yeah, I love that. Let's just, it's worth repeating. Never sacrifice your future on the altar of the immediate. And we live in a I want it now
world. Oh, yeah.
and you know, truly, we have to practice patience. And we have
what?
To practice, what? I know. And we have to practice that discipline. And it's painful at the time, but you know, delayed gratification. We really don't understand those words in today's terminology.
I want patience and I want it now.
I know. I don't think my kids understand what delayed gratification is, because they like, right this minute, we have to have it. But the truth is, you really can't sacrifice what you truly desire more than anything for something that's going to be quick.
Right.
You know, today. And I think about it even in living a healthy lifestyle, and as we, a lot of, you know, I work with a lot of women who are losing weight, and I've lost weight. And I think about, you know, when you give in to the temptation of that chocolate cake right now at that moment.
Oh, but it's so good.
You're sacrificing
your plans, hopes, and dreams.
Your plans, hopes, and dreams for something right then in that moment. And the worst part about that, I think, Coach Mark, is it makes you feel terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It really never makes you feel good.
No.
You always then, not only did you sacrifice what you really want in the future for something that was going to last for just a couple minutes today, and then you don't feel good. You
right.
beat yourself up, and your actions did not align with what it is that you really wanted. And that's where I think we can beat ourselves up to the point of depression, and all kinds of things can occur from that. So,
yeah. So we want to give our listeners of I've Decided just so much to content to help you have a great year. And so this year, nothing ever wasted. Don't waste your past, don't waste your present, and don't waste your future.
That is great, great advice, Coach Mark. Thank you so much for those words of wisdom. I have loved this show today. I hope you've enjoyed listening to our I've Decided radio show. And we look forward to being back with you again next Sunday. Coach Mark, thanks so much.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?